Good morning, everyone. Hello, hello, Philadelphia. Hello, New Jersey. Hello, Florida. Hello, Ohio, and also Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I went to school in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Marquette University. Yes, I did. And hello to folks out in California and to people in Vermont and to people in Michigan and to people in Jamaica, wherever it is that you happen to be listening to WWDB right now. Thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate you. We are Talk 860, and I am Thera Martin, the host of this portion of our broadcast day. The program, it's called The Inside Scoop. Glad to be with you today on this hot scorcher day, another heat wave kind of day here in the metropolitan area. We'll give you a full weather forecast coming up. But let me just say, last week, we were prepared to come in to do the show, actually came to the radio station, but we didn't go on live last week because there was a hiccup with the morning situation, so to speak. And my wonderful, wonderful producer, Mr. TJ, he has been working with WWDB for some time. He works with a number of different radio hosts. He does all kinds of special programs with the radio station, promotions outside of the station. He is your guy here at WWDB, one of them, one of the good people that works at the station. Well, anyway, minding his own business, coming to work last week, and somebody hit him, hit his car, hit his vehicle from behind. And I know about getting hit from behind. But so anyway, that's why we weren't live on last Wednesday. It was a rebroadcast of another show. We're thankful to be here this morning, but I'm even more thankful that Mr. TJ is okay. He's back in the studio today, live and in living color. Good morning. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I am better now that I see you in person. I mean, you know, we did a little bit of texting and emailing back and forth since last week just to see how you were doing. But I feel better now that I see you because that's crazy, man. Minding your own business, just trying to come to work and make some money.
It literally just was a shell shock. I've never had accidents where someone like slammed into me. It's always a sideswipe situation or someone hit me when I'm parked. But that getting hit in the from behind really changes your aspect and your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank God that you are okay. You're not all bandaged up and in a bunch of braces. Although, I'm not a doctor, never went to medical school, but I strongly recommend that when you get out of here today, if you have enough energy to do it, cause I know you're going to be tired. But if you could swing by a drugstore, I won't promote any of them since they're not advertising on my show, but go buy one of those drugstores that have back braces. They cost about $40 to get a good one. I bought one about 6 months ago when my grandson was in an automobile accident. Somebody hit him from behind, and he told me, "Grandmom, that back brace really made the difference. I really want you to get one." Okay?
All right. I'm definitely going to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, I got muscle relaxers.
Yeah,
and
but we know how we are, and I'm the same way. When I don't feel good, but I'm still trying to push through and I'll go to work or, you know, trying to finish up a project and I don't feel good, I will hold off taking my medication so that I can finish my responsibility and do my work. And then once I'm finished, take the medication. And I have a sneaking suspicion you're the same. You're not taking the medication right now. You're going to wait till you get off. And which is probably safer, but yeah, so the back brace can be that buffer in between medication time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I sound like a doctor?
Yeah, I mean, it's a life-changing thing. Like, I never had it happen, like I said, but it's just, I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful it wasn't as bad as most accidents are, on 95 or wherever else.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But so thank goodness the person that hit you did have insurance, that they stayed around. They didn't just, because I've had one time in my life when I got hit from behind. I was sitting at a red light. At a red light, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to wait, right? So I'm waiting. I'm following the law. I'm sitting, waiting for the light to change. All of a sudden, boom, somebody hit me from behind, knocked me through the intersection. Thank God no other car was coming at that time, but hit me. So I immediately get out of my car, and I'm looking to see what, you know, the damage. The gentleman gets out of his car, and he looks, "Oh, that's not so bad. Let's pull over." So I get back in my car to pull over. Zoom, he took off. And I didn't have the wherewithal to, you know, grab and write, you know, try to get his license. And this was years ago. I was like 25 years old when that happened. But I remember it like it was yesterday. You know, that's terrible. That's absolutely terrible. So thank goodness this guy stayed. Thank goodness he had insurance. And prayerfully, everything will be all right. And definitely, I want you to be better.
Thank you. Especially if when you wanted to fight, too. I mean, that was...
Yeah, why do you want to fight me? You hit me, character. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, but thank you again for emailing me and all that. I mean, I do appreciate that, though.
Yes, and we appreciate you. You do a great job at WWDB, and we want all of our people here at Team WWDB to be okay. Goodness. So as I'm out and about driving, I try to take it easy. I try to take it easy. And I remind, this is one of the things, and the older I've gotten, I become more and more a stickler about leaving early to go wherever I'm going, whether it's to work, to church, to whatever, a commitment somewhere. I'm emceeing something somewhere for somebody, whether I'm being paid or I'm volunteering. If I give you a commitment from my mouth and I tell you I'm going to be somewhere and you want me there at a specific time, I'm leaving early because I don't like the rushing. I don't like all that flying down the road trying to, no, take, it's my life at this point in my life, at the age where I am, trust me, I try to take it easy everywhere I go. So we got to be careful out here. We really do. And no matter how good of a driver I may be or how good of a driver a TJ may be or you or you or you that's listening to the station may be, you got to always remember the other nuts around us that might not be as good of a driver as we are. So anyway, I'm glad you're okay today, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just continue to take it easy as best you can. Don't lift nothing over 10 pounds. For real.
No, that's what I'm not doing.
All right. So today on the program, we are going to be talking with Dr. Mujahid and Dr. Tahia Naya Huma. They are a husband and wife team, and they're the proud owners of Health Links International. They are offering a free series of classes on the campus of Girard College for young people in 10th, 11th, and 12th grade for free. What? For free? And it's over the next couple of weeks, and it's all about medical careers in medicine and other opportunities for STEM programs. And so we will shine the spotlight on them in just about 5 minutes or so. And just to get a sense of what they're doing, I want you all to know about what they're doing. I think they only have a few slots left open, but what a wonderful program on the beautiful campus of Girard College in the heart of North Philadelphia. And this program is free for young people in 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. At just about 8:20, 8:25 or so this morning, we're going to talk with Joyce Drayton, Dr. Joyce Drayton. She is the founder of the Georgia E. Gregory School of Interdenominational Music at 1628 West Allegheny Avenue. And they're observing their 25th anniversary this year, and she's going to tell us all about that. They're doing a big event on Saturday, July the 13th on City Avenue at the Hilton Hotel. I will be their mistress of ceremonies, and I'm definitely looking forward to that. And the keynote speaker is going to be Reverend Dr. Alan E. Waller, the senior pastor of the Enon Tabernacle Baptist Church, woo-woo, up on Cheltenham Avenue, Enon Tabernacle Baptist Church. So we look forward to that on Saturday, but Dr. Joyce Drayton will join us at about 8:20, 8:25 this morning to tell us about what the school means to her and 25 years of being in existence and all the young people and not so young people who've come through their doors and learned how to play piano and violin and drum and some of the other musical instruments that are available to them. And then just at about 8:45 this morning, if all goes well, we'll talk with Tina Collins on the telephone. She is the proud founder of a nonprofit called Show Me the Way Foundation. They're hosting their second annual community sneaker ball this Saturday, July 13th. That's 1 to 7 p.m. It's in the 3200 block of New Kirk Street, and she'll tell us about that. And then we got a few news stories we wanted to share with you this morning as well. There was a bank robbery in Center City, Philadelphia yesterday at a TD Bank on JFK Boulevard. Well, I don't know who this person was that decided to rob a bank in Center City, broad daylight, the middle of the day, with all the police that are downtown Philadelphia. I'm believing this person has already been captured. And guess how much money they got? $340-some. So for the when you commit a bank robbery, first, that's a federal crime. And they catch you, you're going to go away for like 15 to 20 years right off the top, period. I don't care what the story is. You're trying to get money for your grandma so she can get a surgery. Whatever your sob story is, when you rob a bank and you get caught, you're in super serious trouble. So for $348, like, he could have borrowed that money from a friend, I would think. That's kind of crazy. But anyway, we are looking forward to talking with our guests in just a moment, and we'll do that. I have a quick cough I need to do. Excuse me for that. But we look forward to talking to our guests for sure. And then, okay, so another story that we want to share with you. Philadelphia officials are revealing details about a plan to transform parts of Broad Street. It's being called Avenue of the Arts 2.0, the home to Ballet, Philadelphia Orchestra, Academy of Music, Rock School, Kappa, Miller and Wilma, and Suzanne Roberts Theaters. The Avenue of the Arts is second only to Broadway for cultural and arts offerings. That's what's up. Avenue of the Arts Incorporated released a video showing some of the ideas for the transformation. The $100 million plan aims to reimagine Philadelphia's signature street as a lush and green arts park. It's going to be absolutely fabulous. Are our guests on the line now? Yes. Okay. Well, I need to do a quick cough, so if you would turn my microphone off, thank you. I don't know where that came from, but there it is. I think I got it out. It's 8:11 in the morning, and Dr. Tahiya Nyahuma is joining me on the Newsmaker line, and her husband, Dr. Mujahid Nyahuma, may well be standing by her side as well. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. We're both here.
Fantastic. Thank you. And I apologize that I was unable to bring this interview live on last Wednesday. We had the situation at the station so that we weren't able to be live on the air. That's the first time. And I've been doing a show here now for over a year. I'm proud to say it's been over a year. God is good. And come on every Wednesdays, 8 to 9 a.m. But that's the first time we ever couldn't do the show when we were anticipating. So thank you for being available to just peek in this morning. You're representing on behalf of Health Links International. That's your baby. You two, as a couple, you founded Health Links International. And right now you have a wonderful program that's unfolding on the campus of Girard College, targeting young people to learn about STEM careers, correct?
Correct. STEM, geological agriculture, biomedical technology, solar. The first day we started with the solar, and we had a professor from University of Delaware, his name was Jeffrey Richardson. Mm-hmm. He's also in the Africana Studies Department at the University of Delaware, but he has a company called Imani Energy, mm-hmm. and they install and train people in solar. So he came and did a hands-on demonstration for our students on the first day, mm-hmm. and it was really great. We're going to put it up on Facebook later today.
Oh, that is so fantastic. So these young people who are part of this special summer program that you all have developed, what's the title of the summer program? How long does it run? And who are these special young people? They're blessed. I mean, you had slots for, what, 25 young people in 10th, 11th, and 12th grade?
Yes, we are. And we are really blessed. They are really some... they come from all the schools across the city. Mm-hmm. They're really interconnecting with each other, and they know what the program is about from their parents and from the orientation. So they're ready and excited about it because they're doing aviation and solar power and drones and robotics. Musicology today. They're going to have musicology. This young man is bringing in all the musical equipment. They're going to cut their own record. Everybody has to put in a line for the rap and mm-hmm. understand just how it all works in a studio and what it takes. So as we talk about things, science, technology, mm-hmm. engineering, agriculture, mathematics, and other non-traditional healthcare careers, we want them to know about everything. If maybe you want to be a music producer. Well, what does it take to do that? Mm-hmm. And electronics do you have to understand, and skills do you have to have? So that's here along with veterinary medicine and aquaculture research, biomedical engineering. You have mechanical and electrical engineering, mm-hmm. and agriculture. How do you grow food in just river rocks without pesticides or herbicides? And you can grow them on your window ledge. You can grow food on your roof, on your backyard, just river rocks, which have thousands of years of minerals. So that's what they're experiencing this summer.
And we had a treat yesterday. Yesterday, the president of Girard College came in and gave us a welcoming, and we took some as well.
Oh, that is awesome.
David Harding.
Yep.
Say his name again, David Harding?
Hardy.
Okay.
Yes. David Harding. We went to Alney High School together. We're classmates.
Small world. It's a small world, and it's so wonderful to see how you all have both been elevated and how you and your husband are elevated, how your children, your offspring are elevated and doing great things in this world today. But I just praise you and your husband for the vision that you all have. I remember years ago when each of you said, I'm going to work on my doctorate. I'm going to do it in the motherland, Africa. And I remember thinking to myself, are they crazy? But you did it. And you all did it like a team. I mean, I forget which one went first. But I mean, the love, the commitment, the trust as a married couple to make this thing happen and to do it. And then you both made it through. You graduated, became PhDs, and continuing to do the nurturing and educational kinds of work that you do. It's so important. We don't have enough time in this one interview because I know you all have students to get back to really let our listening audience know all of the great work that the Nyahumas are doing, not just in Pennsylvania, but in other parts of the country. But in the time that we have, what would you want our listening audience to know about the commitment and the work that you give to Health Links International?
Well, we want them to know that this program exists and programs like this exist and very important for them, so that this is the HealthLink International full steam ahead program, mm-hmm. where they're looking about science, technology, engineering, agriculture, and mathematics. And so we like to give them the number so that they can write it down, because we have programs in the fall. We have programs,
Great.
You know, summer. So if they're, you know, it's too late to join this one, but it's not too late to be a part of the full steam ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 215-521-1900.
Okay.
So it's 215-521-1900. And it's Health Link, one word, International. And we'll be glad to talk to them about programs in the fall, so that, you know, their young people can participate in the fall.
Wonderful.
Program.
And we have to also not forget to mention Senator Cerise Street, who provided the funding for this program this summer.
Awesome. Hats off to Senator Cerise Street for doing that and understanding the vision and the work and the commitment of HealthLink International. I'm so proud of you both. Again, people want to know more, call 215-521-1900, because they've got more great programs coming your way. And if you all don't mind, I'm going to stay connected at the hip, because as long as God allows me to have this opportunity to host this program at WWDB and the other media outlets where I get to write and to do programming, I want to keep telling people about the great things you all have going on, because it can lift folks up in our community. So can we agree to do that?
Yes.
All absolutely. Right.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity and sharing this with all of your listening audience.
All right. Listen, have a wonderful, wonderful day ahead over there on that beautiful campus of Girard College. And I look forward to connecting and talking with you and seeing you soon. And we'll be circling back so that we can start promoting what you have to look forward to in the fall of 2024.
Thank you
both. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Take care.
Okay, take care now. This is the Inside Scoop here at WWDB Talk 860. I am your host, Thera Martin. I have to take a moment to thank Sheree Darden, the publisher of the Scoop USA newspaper media outlets, with an S, which is also a part of what we do at WWDB, Inside Scoop. We do part one on Wednesdays, 8 to 9 a.m., and then on Thursdays, 12 noon to 1 p.m., Sheree Darden, our publisher, she's here in person herself to host Inside Scoop part two. And we're just trying to bring information to the community, to uplift our community, to inform and educate our community, to encourage people to be involved in the political process, to get out, to register to vote, and to vote on Election Day. Next Election Day is coming up on November the 5th. Right now, what we're going to do at 8:20 this morning, I am so pleased for this opportunity to be able to introduce to some and to present to others Dr. Joyce Drayton. She is the proud founder of the Georgia E. Gregory School of Interdenominational Music at 1628 West Allegheny Avenue. Good morning to you, Miss Joyce. We got to get you off mute. All right. Come off mute. And I said Miss Joyce, but I really should be saying Dr. Joyce, Dr. Joyce Drayton. We're so proud of her. Dr. Joyce Drayton. Yes, yes, yes. She is the proud founder of the Georgia E. Gregory School of Interdenominational Music. They are located at 1628 West Allegheny Avenue. Good morning, Dr. Drayton.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well today. Blessed by the best. I know you are too, and it's good to see you. Yes, 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 yes. We want our listening audience here at WWDBAM to know about the Georgia E. Gregory School of Interdenominational Music. And I know you don't have a whole lot of time, so I want to be mindful of that. But what can you tell us about 25 years of doing this music school at the corner of 17th and West Allegheny Avenue?
First of all, we just want to share that it's Georgia E. Gregory Interdenominational School of Music so that we can include all denominations or all people to be to come to our school, any diversity of religious institutions or non-religious, because we teach all genres of music. But it's been 25 years, and the Lord has blessed us to be able to provide music instruction, training, and education for ages 4 years and up. And even on yesterday, we were grateful to see the 22 youth that came down from the Schuller Recreation Center for percussion instruction with Mr. Tim Hudson. And then the day before, from the Jerome Brown Recreation Center. So we reach out to anyone who wants to embrace the arts in our community.
Oh, this is so awesome and so wonderful. And I know over these 25 years, you have had a good number of young people, of children, of teenagers who've walked through your doors, of grown folks, adults of all ages, who said, I want to learn how to play a musical instrument. And you all have worked to get them at that level, right?
Yes, just to give them a beginning foundation. Many go off to other higher education institutions, but we are thankful to give them that foundation. And the interest and desire to go on and continue study.
Mm-hmm. And all of this really started because of the seed that your mother planted in you. Is that not correct?
That's correct. Yes, my mother was the music director at the Nazarene Baptist Church, now under the pastor, the Reverend K. Marshall Williams Sr. At that time, Mom had been with the church for 42 years before her demise, and she taught so many young people in the area. We called her the Pied Piper, a nice town, because Mom used to go knocking on doors and say, can I take your child to rehearsal with me? And families would send them. We didn't know who they were. So here I was, one hand holding my mother, and then she had a whole number of children behind her and on the side of her going up to Nazarene to sing music. And so here we did a neat study in 1996 after the demise of my mother, and we started knocking on doors in the Nice Town community and saying, would you like a music school in your community? And we want to have one for you so you can send your children. No fee if you have it. And if you do have it, we would thank you, be thankful. So that's a ministry for us. That's what we wanted to give back and continue the legacy of Georgia E. Gregory.
I mean, you talk about the times that we're living in where there's so many different challenges that we face in a major city like Philadelphia. And with our young people, with our youth, parents and other caretakers of these children need to know about and be aware of programs that they can plug their children into that are positive and that can help develop them in so many different ways. And I see the Georgia E. Gregory Interdenominational School of Music as being one of those entities that can give our young people in particular something positive and something that they can grasp a hold of. And the ones that really got some talent, you never know, it might end up being a career that brings them great financial gains as they mature and get older. And so I definitely believe in your school and the work that you do. Hey. Now, over this summer even, before we talk about the celebration on this Saturday coming, July the 13th, where you're going to really celebrate your 25 years, your 25th anniversary. You're working with young people this summer. You got a special summer camp, music camp, correct?
Yes. Yes, that we've been doing a camp. In fact, the camp was the first program offering since 1999. Mm-hmm. We have a camp every summer for ages 6 to 13. So yes, we do have a summer camp, and we are providing guitar, violin, keyboard, dance, and percussion instruction for students 6 to 13 years of age.
Oh, that is so wonderful. I know you're going to do a closeout, a celebration with your summer youth on what, August the 2nd?
August 2nd. Mm-hmm. Yes, we would love the community to come by between 12 and 4. And we're going to have a lovely program to see what the kids learn through the camp. Mm-hmm. And then we have a nice little buffet to feed. So we would like people to please stop by 1628 West Allegheny. We're going to have chairs out there on the lawn, some tents, so they can sit and enjoy the young people performing.
It's going to be a lovely day. And on this Saturday, before we get to August the 2nd, we got to get to July 13th. We are celebrating the 25th anniversary, woo-woo, of your wonderful, wonderful music school. And I imagine there's no tickets left at this point, right?
Well, we just gave them the count yesterday, okay. But if anybody wants to still come, we will accept their donation. I'm sure they will take a few more names from us. Yes. Okay. It's at the Hilton Hotel on City Avenue from 12 noon to 4 p.m. And, of course, you mentioned our outstanding keynote speaker, the Reverend Dr. Alan E. Waller from Enoch Tabernacle Baptist Church. And we're thankful to our artistic director, Mr. Jerome Lane, who secured the pastor for us. Mm-hmm. So we just want to encourage our young people, our families. Music is very therapeutic, and they need this during these times to just be able to express themselves and just go with the emotions that they're feeling. And so we hope that we will have a wonderful event on Saturday. We're looking forward to it. We want to give out some presentations and awards, and some of our students will be performing as well.
Okay. And then fast forwarding into the fall of 24, you will be starting a new semester of music classes. And so people of different ages can reach out to your school and find out if they can take piano or violin or whatever it is that you're offering. You'll start classes in the fall, right?
Yes, and I forgot to mention on August 3rd, we're having our 10th Allegheny Avenue Arts Fest. And you again are one of our MCs. Yeah. And so we want to invite the community there, 10 to 5:30, all day entertainment, all day giving out free food, all day giving out groceries. So we want our community to also come that time. And yes, they can register for lessons. We are online at gegisom.org. That's G-E-G-I-S-O-M.org. Or you can call us at 215-816-0432 and register for classes in the fall. We work with families with what they can pay. And that's how we do provide our instructions.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much, Dr. Joyce Drayton, for peeking in on the Inside Scoop this bright early Wednesday morning to tell us about your 25th anniversary celebration. We are more than excited about the Georgia E. Gregory Interdenominational School of Music and all the great things you have done and what God still is going to have you do. So we'll just be your cheerleader.
Thank you. Thank you so much for allowing this opportunity. But I also want to give thanks to first to God, all, and my husband, who's been by my side since day one and who's our board chair, Deacon Standard Drayton, and all of our teaching artists. He just wants to say hello.
Good morning, Mrs. Martin. Thank you for once again. We thanking you for all that you do and all that you say that others might be coming to school and participating. So thank you so much.
Deacon Drayton, you are a blessing, and we appreciate you just for saying good morning and hello. You are the wind beneath the wings of Dr. Joyce Drayton. And I tell you, the two of you together, you all are some kind of special and some kind of powerful. And I wish you both all the best today. Peace and blessings. And I can't wait to see you on Saturday.
Lord willing, have a blessed and wonderful day.
All right. Bye-bye now. That's Bye. The Draytons. And that phone number, again, if you want to know more about the Georgia E. Gregory Interdenominational School of Music, you want to call them at 215-816-0432. That's 215-816-0432. All right. We are glad to be able to share that kind of information. Now, that's special. Two guests in a row, I had husband and wife teams that really stick together and make things happen, work together, do their programs together. I like that. I like that. That's what real love is. That's what real love is all about. That's some kind of special. 8:30 in the morning right now, I do have one more guest, and she has sent me a message saying, yep, she will join me. But I told her 8:45. I think I'm going to reach back out to her and tell her she can join me a little bit earlier. We have a little bit more talk time ahead. We will do that. I also still have some news stories that I want to share with you. But right now, tell you what, we're going to take a pause, share some important commercial announcements, and we'll be back. Stay with us at Inside Scoop.
What's the scoop? It's Scoop USA Media. Whether it's in print, online, or on the radio, get the latest updates and news, community, entertainment, politics, and more. You want to get the inside scoop? Subscribe to Scoop USA by going to scoopusamedia.com. Scoop USA, Black owned, Black run, Black excellence. Get scooped. You want to get the word out to the masses about your business, event, or service? Well, Scoop USA Media is the perfect outlet. From print to online and radio, our media conglomerate can successfully reach thousands in seconds. Promote with us and see what Scoop USA can do for you. And then tell a friend. Call 215-309-3139 or send us a message on scoopusamedia.com. Scoop USA. Black owned, Black run, Black excellence. Get scooped.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
And we're back. We're back. Looking at the clock, it is 8:33 in the morning here in the city of Philadelphia, and it looks so cloudy outside right now. You know, weather forecasters are saying that we may get a thunder boomer or two, some showers here and there as we get through our day. And that's pretty much the weather forecast they gave for yesterday. So I was like, uh-oh, oh gosh, and I didn't water my flowers this morning. I didn't water my flowers yesterday morning because I'm listening to the weather forecasters, and they said rain and stuff was coming, so... And it didn't rain all day. So my flowers were like, I'm dry. Thera, come home, water us. And now today, I totally forgot. This morning as I left out to come to the radio station, I didn't water my flowers. But it looks so dark out right now. I'm sure it's going to rain very soon. Maybe.
It looked like this since yesterday morning.
Yeah, right? And we've gotten next to no rain at all.
No, but I did look at the weather. It said it's going to rain at like 11 o'clock tonight.
tonight. Okay, so I probably need to go back home and water my flowers. They're going to be like dry because it's so hot. We're still in a heat wave here in the metropolitan area, and that is an issue. That is definitely an issue. Oh, got to remind people, the Allegheny West Foundation, New Cortland, Blessings of Hope, the Share Food Program, Phil Abundance, Sharing is Caring program, and Philadelphia City Councilwoman Cindy Bass from the 8th District, and Pennsylvania State Senator Sharice Street. Guess what? We all team up together. We team up together. We do these free food giveaways, and it's Free Food Giveaway Wednesday. Yeah. We'll be back outside in front of the Panatti Recreation Center, 3101 North 22nd Street, starting at 10 o'clock this morning, distributing free food. We look forward to seeing a lot of folks out there, as always. And simultaneously, starting at 11 o'clock this morning, from three other locations, we're doing free food distribution as well. We will be at the Grace Baptist Church, which is at 25 West Johnson Street in Mount Airy, where Reverend James Buck is the senior pastor. Their food distribution will happen between 11 a.m. and 1 this afternoon. And then we will be at the New Journey Christian Center at 10:05 East Shelton Avenue. Will be there between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. today with a free food giveaway. Reverend Rob Harrison is the senior pastor there. And we will also be at Corinthian Baptist Church, which is at 6113 North 21st Street in the Somerville section of Philadelphia. And Reverend Robert Solomon is the senior pastor there. 11 to 1 today. We'll be doing a food distribution there. You know, it takes volunteers to make this kind of thing happen. This machine that we're working with right here and doing four locations simultaneously, it's a lot. It is a lot. But under the visionary leadership of one Ronald E. Hinton Jr., the president of the Allegheny West Foundation, we get it done. And thanks to the great support of Philadelphia City Councilwoman Cindy Bass and Pennsylvania State Senator Sharice Street, and them coming out and having some of their staff to assist us, and all the other volunteers that are there on hand to make it happen. We get it done. We get it done. And we are so thankful and grateful for that. So that's happening today. We'll start rocking and rolling 10 o'clock this morning. And I really do hope that the rain will hold off. I'm looking outside. I don't know. Looks kind of dark out there. But if today plays out like yesterday, then we'll have cloudy skies and it'll be kind of dark looking all day and dismal, but the rain might not hit until tonight. As TJ said, the last weather report he heard, we're looking at some rain. I shouldn't say definitely, because you never know. Mother Nature and God are in charge, but possibly around 11 o'clock this evening.
Well, we also live in Florida. If you haven't noticed, every summer it rains for 5 minutes and, you know, we're back in the sun.
Yeah, so. I'll take that. I'll definitely take that. Sure will. Is my next guest on the line yet?
Not yet. I'll give her a call.
No problem. That's fine. I'm looking at the clock. It is 8:37, so she'll join us in just a little bit. The weather forecast for today, well, it says some sun and clouds, hot and humid. An afternoon thunderstorm is possible, but more likely storms hold off until late at night, just like TJ said. A high today of 94 degrees. And then on tomorrow, partly sunny skies. If we see any storms, there could be quite a downpour tomorrow with a high of 91 degrees. By TGI Friday, partly sunny and humid, scattered downpours and thunderstorms are likely during the day, with potentially flooding downpours, a high of 85 degrees on Friday. That's what's up. Okay. And then on Saturday, a morning storm gives way to more sunshine in the afternoon, a high of 89 on Saturday. So I'm going to be fighting, trying to have my hair look decent on Saturday as I come out to MC this wonderful program at the Hilton Hotel on City Avenue for the Georgia Gregory School of Music. And Saturday storms and some rain, but the afternoon sunshine will come. And then on Sunday, for those who head out to church or work or the gym or whatever you're doing, sun and clouds, we're going to heat up again with a high of 93 degrees. There we go. That's what the weather is looking like here in the metropolitan area. It's been tough. It's been really tough. And I just can't imagine, but I can imagine what it's like to be in a house where there's no air conditioning. But I know what it's like, because as a little girl coming up in Philadelphia, we lived in West Philadelphia. We didn't have air conditioning at the very beginning, as I recall it. I remember when we got our first air conditioner, and it was a big deal. And I remember when we had two air conditioners, and one was on the first floor in the dining room, which really took care of the whole downstairs real nicely, and the other air conditioner was in my parents' room. And so us kids, my sister and I, we were in a room with a fan. And I remember hot, hot, hot summers in past years when I was a little girl growing up in Philadelphia. I know what it is to be in a house without air conditioning, and it's depressing. I also remember a time when I was a young mother with little children, two children, and living in West Philadelphia, and there was a power outage. A terrible storm took the power out, and the power was out maybe about 7 or 8 hours, dead of summer, middle of summer. Unbearable heat. So now it's not about, well, I don't have an air conditioner. You couldn't have it on because there was no electricity. So no fan or air conditioning. And I ran a tub full of water, cold water, and I sat in it with my children. We like sat in the tub for maybe an hour or so. We got out and then, you know, we're fanning ourselves off and we got back in the tub. And we really, that's how we made it through that particular experience where the electrical power went out because of a bad storm years ago. I'm going back, you know, 30 some years ago, but I remember it like it was yesterday. So that makes me very sensitized and sympathetic to the thought of people who are living today in parts of Philadelphia or elsewhere around the country where there's a heat wave going on and you don't have air conditioning. It is hard. It is hard. But so for people who are in a situation where you may not have air conditioning, and but you're going to try to be a stormtrooper, you're staying at home, you're not going to a cooling place, you're not going to some of the places that the city recommends people go where there's air conditioning. Seniors can go to some of the senior centers and get cooled off that way. You can go to the library, go anywhere where you know there's air conditioning, right? But if you don't want to do that and you're staying in your home and you're just working with fans, I'm just going to tell you what I used to do. I would wet my arms down and have on shorts. You put on the bare minimum of clothes, so you want to be cool. And I kept wetting my legs and my arms, and I would even wet my face with a cloth, a wet cloth, and just dampen myself up. And I would sit in front of the fan. And you have TV on, or maybe I was trying to do some work or whatever, but the fan was a major thing, and dampening my arms and my legs and my face to just make it through the heat wave. So that's my advice today. If you don't have air conditioning and you're just in a mood where I don't feel like going out, I don't feel like being around people, I just don't, and you want to stay in the house with your fan and you don't have air conditioning, and you better maybe perhaps take the suggestions that I'm throwing out for sit in front of that fan, but I'd have my water, a little bowl of water, dish of water, a small bucket of water, whatever it is, with my wet cloth. And I'd be wetting my arms up, wet my face up, wet my thighs up, and wear the bare minimum clothes that you have to wear, but to try to stay cool. That's the advice that I would give you on this day. All righty, as we await Tina Collins to join us on the air, she is going to talk about Show Me the Way Foundation. They've got a wonderful event that is going to be happening on this Saturday, July the 13th, 1 to 7 p.m. along the 3200 block of Newkirk Street. And it sounds like a real fun, family-friendly kind of a event. And this will be their second annual. And so I want her to join us to talk about it. And prayerfully, she will get a chance to do that. Now, I was telling you that there is a plan to do some more transforming on Broad Street, on South Broad Street, on the Avenue of the Arts. It's called 2.0. It is the home to the Ballet, the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Academy of Music, Rock School, Kappa, Miller and Wilma, and the Suzanne Roberts Theaters. The Avenue of the Arts is second only to Broadway for cultural and arts offerings. Avenue of the Arts Incorporated is saying that this $100 million plan aims to reimagine Philadelphia's signature street as a lush green arts park. Organizers hope to bring the arts to the streetscape with pop-up performances, aerial sculptures, colorful banners, eye-level art installations, and dramatic architectural lighting at night. With a $100 million fundraising goal, the plan would transform Broad Street on the south side of Broad, block by block, starting with the pilot program from Spruce to Pine Streets, but eventually they want to take it from Spruce all the way down to Washington Avenue on the south side. So my question is, What you gonna do on the north side? That is what I want to know. The plans and renderings have been in the works for 3 years, and of course there are fundraising goals that need to be met and city approvals that need to be won. But Philadelphia City Council President Kenyatta Johnson's team announced the city will be contributing $1 million toward that goal. All righty, so that's it for now in terms of the news stories that I would share, but I am delighted to be able to say that Tina Collins, she is on the Newsmaker line. She is a visionary, a creative individual who loves and cares about this city. She's passionate about making a difference. I first met Tina Collins because she's a part of the 39th Police District Community Advisory Council, and I'm on that council too. But she comes with a wealth of energy, commitment, and vision to do some great work. So good morning, Miss Tina.
Good morning, Ms. Sarah. How you doing this morning?
I am well today. I'm fired up. Tell our listening audience about the Community Sneaker Ball, the second annual Community Sneaker Ball that you're hosting this Saturday.
Absolutely. I'd be more than honored to do so. As you mentioned, it is our second annual Community Sneaker Ball / Resource Fair. And when the concept of this event was put together, we were primarily trying to do an event, a community event that would be safe and welcoming for our kids and young adults. And it literally turned into a multi-generational event where we had seniors out hanging out and partying with the young people. So we want to grow that this year. We're welcoming every part of the family is welcome to participate, from toddlers to grandparents. And it's not just about the sneaker. This is what thrills me, Miss Sarah. A lot of people are very fashionable and they want to buy these really great and expensive sneakers. And one thing that this event really focuses on, not the sneaker, but the swag. Great, that's all you need to do to win one of our marvelous contests that you could participate in is the swag. And with the swag, I mean a beautiful way to carry yourself so that you're giving off the vibes of being welcoming, of being loving, of wanting to interact. And last year really showed us that that desire is still there for our multi-generations to want to interact and be with each other and just hang out. And that's why I tell people, don't focus on the sneaker, focus on the swag. Bring that style and that attitude to connect with others in the community.
Okay, so Tina, if I had myself a pair of plain white sneakers, which are my favorite cloth sneakers, white sneakers for the summertime, And I blinged them out and I studded them and put some, you know, sparkles on it and all of that. Would I have a chance of being in one of your contests that you're going to have on Saturday? Or do you have to have all the expensive name brand Jordans and Nikes
and sneaks
that I can't afford to buy?
You would be both. Matter of fact, you don't even have to stud out the sneakers. If you got plain white sneakers and you know how to walk down a red carpet, you got a good opportunity to win. And this year, like last year, we have four age categories for the sneaker contest.
Okay.
We have 8 to 12, 13 to 18, 18 to 60, and then 60 plus. Mm-hmm. So we have four separate categories for everybody to have an opportunity to participate in and possibly win. And this year, because it was such a revelation last year to see the young and the old interacting, we're bringing in the Soul Train old school versus new school dance-off contest. So they get to compete with each other and dance-off. I'm really looking forward to that. In addition to that, like I said, this is also a resource fair. One of the things I'm very big on, and as well as you, Ms. Thera, is making people aware of the many resources that are available in the community for them to take advantage of. So I'm really excited to have some major or very important organizations that are going to be participating to give out information. Everybody from TGW as well as the 39th Police District, UPMC, and Temple will be on hand giving out free health screenings as well. In addition to that, we're going to have the video game truck for the kids, the food.
Which is really cool. I understand you are the one that sponsored the video game truck for the 39th Police District as we hung out with youth from the neighborhood on Monday just past, Monday, July 8th. We took care of the expenses of getting the games, the video games that were inside the 39th Police District in the roll call room, but you single-handedly, you got that game truck for outside in front of the 39th, and the kids loved it. They loved it on this past Monday. And so that's going to be out there again?
Absolutely. We're going to have that. We're going to have face painting with the clown parrot, Riri the clown, who has a pet parakeet.
Okay.
They're going to be doing the face painting. We're going to have the free 360 photo booth. And like I said, the food is free. Beverages are going to be free. We'll have water throughout the day because we know it's going to be hot.
Hold me a hot dog. Just hold me a hot dog.
Okay.
I'll be coming from an event at the Hilton Hotel where I got an MC, and I'm be all dressed up in a dress. But I'm going to try to remember to throw some shorts in the trunk of my car so that I can come and change and then just come have a little bit of fun with you before I call it day done.
Absolutely. I hope you can make it through, Miss Sierra, because, like I said, you know, since we had an event last year, a lot of sneaker balls have been happening. And most of those are like formal or semi-formal.
Yes.
You pay for admission. And what makes our event so uniquely different, it's the same concept, but it's not formal and it's free to the community.
I love
Now, of course, if they want to enter one of the contests, you know, they either pay $5 or chances are somebody will sponsor them. That's what we did last year.
Good.
And it's only $5.
That's
Because we want everyone to feel welcome. We don't want you to have to feel like you got to get dressed up. You got to be a certain way and look a certain way. No. No, we just want you to come out and have a good time. And one of the bonuses for this particular event, now we're all aware of the violence that's in the city.
We'll
try to be mindful of it. And some people would be a little apprehensive about attending an event like this outside. And I'm so grateful that we will have, again, this year, armed security to protect the protect the event so that everyone feels safe. And they're not, you know, intimidating. You barely even know that they're around. But just knowing that they're there provides a safety for everyone because we want everyone.
Plus, the 39th is going to be there. They're going to have a table. So we're good. We're good. We're good. The 3200 block of Newkirk Street is going to be popping in a positive, family-friendly way this Saturday. Show Me the Way Foundation. Don't forget that name. Show Me the Way Foundation. We want the listeners of this radio station, WWDB-AM, to be familiar with your nonprofit that you founded because you had the visionary. You got up off your butt. You said, I'm going to do something to make a difference. And Tina Collins is doing it every single day. You don't just talk the talk.
Wow.
You walk the walk. And that's what I like about you.
Thank you. I do my best. But most importantly, Miss Sarah, I don't like to take credit for anything because I really believe in the village. I believe collectively we can make a change.
Yes.
I just try to be an example for others to follow. And as a result, people are willing to jump in and help and do whatever they can because if we're going to save our children, which is our ultimate goal, to save our children in every way possible, we need the village. We need to function as one unit. And that's why I'm so, I get so excited about events like this because it's a lot of individuals coming together to make this a fun day for the kids.
For everybody.
And that's what it's all about.
God bless you. Is there a phone number that you could put on the air so if people want to know more about Show Me the Way Foundation, how they can be in touch? Real quick.
Absolutely. 267-990-9961. They can visit our website, tsmtwf.org. And the hours for this event is going to be 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, got it. Got it. Thank you so much, Tina Collins. Have a wonderful day ahead and drink lots of water because you know it's hot as all get out there.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye. And that is winding it down for us on this Wednesday edition of The Inside Scoop. Don't forget, check out Sheree Darden on Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. with her Thursday edition of The Inside Scoop. Now, don't forget, if you know of a family that's in need, if you yourself are in need, your food cabinets are low, your refrigerator don't have no food in it, you don't have to go hungry in Philadelphia. Come on down to 3101 North 22nd Street outside in front of the Panatti Recreation Center, that's 22nd and Clearfield in the heart of North Philadelphia. Today, we start distributing food for free. 10 o'clock this morning, you don't need no ID to come get food. Bring your own shopping bag, grocery carts, or boxes so you can cart that food away. Take as much as you can carry. Come on out to 3101 North 22nd Street starting at 10 o'clock this morning. Who's doing it? It's the Allegheny West Foundation. Philadelphia City Councilwoman Cindy Bass. Pennsylvania State Senator Sharif Street. It's Blessings of Hope. It's the Philabundance Program. It's the Share Food Program. It's the Sharing is Caring food program. We all come together and partner to make our food giveaways happen. And simultaneously, we've got food giveaways happening at the Grace Baptist Church, 25 West Johnson Street in Mount Airy, at 1001 East Shelton Avenue in Germantown, at the New Journey Christian Center, and then also at the Corinthian Baptist Church, which is at 6113 North 21st Street in the Summerdale section of Philadelphia. All those places giving away free food today. The churches will go from 11 to 1. At the Panatti Rec Center, we do food from 10 until 1 today. You do not have to be hungry. Thanks for checking us out today, everybody. Have a great day ahead. Drink lots of water. Bye-bye.